Earlier this week, the first game of the three-game rivalry series between the U.S. and Canada women's ice hockey teams saw a tight contest, with the Americans ultimately scoring the game's only goal to clinch the victory on Tuesday. That goal was scored by U.S. superstar and Olympic gold medalist Hillary Knight. Canada won Thursday's game 4-3. So the rubber match coming up on Sunday will settle things in Detroit. I sat down with Hillary Knight right before she and her teammates won the gold medal in 2018 to talk about her amazing career.
As you can see from my hat, I follow the Penguins, and one of the players who won the cup, no longer a Penguin, but defenseman Ben Lovejoy, has called you one of the greatest hockey players in the world. And I know that means a lot to you, because it's not one of the greatest female players in the world, it's one of the greatest hockey players in the world. What's your reaction to that?
Lovejoy's a great player. I've watched his career from college and to his professional career unfold, and it's been a joy to watch him progress and advance his game. But it's also an honor to receive that type of a compliment from such a great guy, and to have it not even separate by gender or whatnot. You know, I'm here just to play hockey, and that's been my goal, my childhood goal, and to have it from an elite player like him, it's a great compliment.
You're such a role model for not only young women, but for anybody that wants to play this sport. You take it seriously, don't you?
Absolutely, because I take fun seriously. I want to have a lot of fun, and I want to share my joy and my passion with everybody, and what better way to do it through a team sport? I mean, we can do so much and change the world just through sport, and just while having fun at the same time. Who knew?
A move to Chicago changed your whole life, didn't it, when you were a little kid?
Absolutely. I moved from California to Chicago, and I come from a predominantly skiing family, and my mom was like, what do I do with my kids? There are no mountains here. So luckily, she's super active in sport, and she met this other woman who coached her sons and daughters. I was like, you need to sign them up to play hockey. So that's how I got into ice hockey.
Hillary, when did you know you were good enough to play at an elite level?
I still don't know. I mean, you got to work really hard. Nothing's for sure. But I think in high school, I started more closely following different players, and I said, okay, you know, how do I get to the Olympics? Like, what is that difference maker that gets me there? And you know, a year later, I'm on the senior national team while in high school. I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm gonna be a sponge. I'm gonna learn everything. I'm gonna, you know, watch what Angela Ruggiero's doing or what Chrissy Wendell's doing, and try and make those adaptions in my life.
Yeah, you talked about being a sponge when you had to practice with the Ducks, and Bruce Boudreau was coaching at the time, and was quite impressed with your play as well.
Well, everybody has heroes, and I'm sure if I'm a girl playing hockey, it would be somebody like Hillary Knight, and to see your hero come right in and watch her play and see how good a player she is. I mean, I would venture to believe that those kids, those young ladies, are sitting there going, "Oh, if I work hard enough, I can be like her." And so I think it means a lot, because I don't think that the kids at this level, the girls at this level, have seen someone anywhere near as good close up as Hillary Knight.
You were talking about how you just try to learn from everything that day.
I think whenever you can get on the ice with great players, there's something to learn. So I'm watching the guys shoot, and I'm like, okay, you know, how do I get my release that way? What am I taking back to when I go back to Boston and train? And it's always a great opportunity when you can get on the ice with great players, and it's really fun.
Keeping net in front, she shoots, and Hillary Knight scores!
You're an elite scorer. What is it about Hillary Knight that makes you better than the rest?
I have no idea. You'd have to kind of tell me that. I don't know. I just like to have fun, and I try to find open spaces and to put the puck in the back of the net. There's no other feeling when the crowd's either cheering or booing you for that. So to try and trace that feeling every single time you have the puck on your stick is something I strive for.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, that your family is a skiing family until you move, but your brother has helped you. Playing hockey is difficult enough, but when did you know that this was the sport for you?
Yeah, I knew hockey was a sport because I kept coming back. You know, I've tried my hand at pretty much every sport. I absolutely love skiing, and I'll probably return to skiing later. But I came to this moment where it's like, am I going to be a skier or am I going to be a hockey player? And I just found a little bit more passion in ice hockey. I mean, the game is so dynamic. You can write it up or draw it up, but it's never going to unfold that way. And there's something about being a part of a team and playing a team sport that you know, it's unparalleled. And if you haven't done it, I encourage someone to do it, just because you've got this immediate family, and you share these memories and triumphs and low points all together. And when you accomplish something, it means that much more.
Hey, we're number one! Woo!
Talk about your years at Wisconsin.
Amazing. I mean, being a Badger, I can't really find words. It was such a great time to be at the University of Wisconsin. I mean, you've got Mark Johnson as a head coach. You've got the Badger fans and the Badger community, which is amazing in itself. And you've got good teammates. I don't know. I am very fortunate and lucky to have had that opportunity to go to Wisconsin.
You had a message that you wanted to send to women in general about the shape of your body, strength. When you were on ESPN, the magazines, you know, the body issue. Obviously, you changed a lot of perceptions for young girls, and I think it's gone so much since then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sort of happened by chance, to be honest. I was trying to put on weight to fulfill my role as a power forward, and I know that competing at 5'11 and 185 pounds versus other competitors in our player pool, it gives you a huge advantage. And then playing against Canada at that weight, no one can stop you. So during that quest to sort of train more and put that weight on, I just started posting pictures. And people were like, oh, my gosh, she's posting pictures of her scale and how much she weighs. It's not like how much pounds she's lost. And I was like, oh, I think I'm onto something here. But, no, I went through the whole process myself of being strong and comfortable in my body. You know, you put on muscles and you tend to think, oh, you know, you're ashamed of that. You know, I want to cover my arms because they look too strong. But instead, you need to embrace those differences, and you need to embrace that hard work and what your body looks like, because everybody's different. So just embrace the uniqueness, and that's where the Strong is Beautiful tag came out. Each of us are different, and to embrace one another's differences, I think, is one of the most beautiful things we can do. And if I can share that message and with the platform that I have just through sport, it's sort of a dream come true to be able to impact people's lives in a positive way.
We're fast. We're talented. We're amazing athletes. And if people could sort of throw away this, oh, women are, you know, a little bit less skilled than the men notion, that would be great, because we're great athletic women who are amazing role models who are super involved in each community that we touch. And it's just, it would be nice for the entire world to sort of open up and accept that and see it. So I think there's other culture barriers that need to be taken care of. I've made it to the top of the women's game, and I'm going to try and stay there. But I'd like to challenge myself and sort of tiptoe and see where I can find myself in the men's game.
At that time, did you think you could do those poses for that magazine? Because you're kind of vulnerable at that time.
Yeah. So when I originally got the call, I was fist pumping. I was like, this is a dream come true. You know, an athlete wants to be in this magazine, and it's so artfully done. And then I didn't really understand the magnitude and how billions of people would see this image, and it would just be there forever. But when I showed up on set, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, can I do this? And I kept coming back to the fact that, you know, this is going to be great for women's hockey. This is going to be great for females. And I'm sending a very powerful message. And this is only a way to do it, but it's got to be done. And afterwards, you know, my brothers didn't like me for a while or whatnot. I had to take my parents to the bar beforehand to let them know what was going on. But it was a really fun shoot. ESPN was really respectful. And I'm happy it turned out the way that it did.
What's the best comment a young girl has said to you, either since then or lately?
Anything from a simple, like, I look up to you, or I want to be like you, and I'm always like, don't be like me, be better than me. You know, I'm trying to just put my feet down so someone can build off of me and move forward, because that's what I've done. I mean, there have been so many instrumental women that have come before me, come before our team, to get us to where we are, and we're only just a process in this whole thing.
You're amazing on social media, and you have a terrific website as well. I noticed the post of, this is my first NBA game at the Knicks last night. Yeah. Now you're going to the Rangers. Talk about just watching other athletes perform in a different sport.
I love watching other athletes. And I think, you know, you tend to knock different sports because you haven't seen them, or maybe you're not an athlete, but unless you've seen an athlete in their element playing their sport, I mean, it's, you can't knock it. And I've never seen professional basketball, so I was really excited to have the opportunity to watch the Knicks play last night, and I was just blown away by the skill. I mean, regardless of how they're doing in their season, it is still phenomenal and very impressive to play at that level with such a small court with massive people on the court. But I think that's something that I really want to try and get into, is collaborating with other athletes and really hoping to make a strong, you know, powerful collaboration with somebody.
Doesn't have to be women's hockey, doesn't have to be hockey. Who would you want to sit down and have a conversation like you and I are having right now, someone who you looked up to, or, and they don't have to be around anymore, who would that be?
Well, I don't know about that, do not have to be around anymore, because then you just make the list even bigger, but I think just specifically right now, Serena Williams. I mean, she's transcended her sport, and she's not only changed her sport on the court, but what she's done for women, what she's done pretty much across, you know, different realms for society is incredible. So to be able to sit down with her and have the opportunity to pick her brain or even just enjoy her company would be really cool. There's a famous quote that it's on the wall at the Olympic Training Center. It's, the Olympics aren't every 4 years, they're every single day. And I think that's something that not only I, but a lot of my teammates embody. And we train our butts off every single day to have the opportunity to represent our country, and then to have the opportunity to bring back a gold medal. And what the fans get to see is the fun part, the entertaining side, the, oh, let's just show up and, you know, have the girls play or the women play. But, you know, there's a lot of hard work and behind the scenes that goes into getting ourselves to that stage.
He's going
to
bring it with speed right down the middle. Score! Initially waved off, but it did cross the line without any
hard shot by Hillary Knight, but just the way it rolls off or the way it bounces, turns right into the net.
What did you do younger days as far as individual sports that helped you, you know, hone your skills for hockey?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I skied a lot when I was younger, so I think that really helped with knee bend and building up my leg muscles at such a young age, and figuring out how to maneuver my body and control my body weight on the different edges. And then outside of hockey, I mean, I kind of did everything. I was sort of the one sport wonder. My mom would joke around. She's like, oh, Hillary's trying this week, and it would never stick. So tennis was another one that really honed hand-eye coordination and footwork. And if you don't see any of those in my game today, I apologize. But no, I think, you know, I'm all for trying different things to try and make myself better on the ice.